podcast. KellerKellerOfficial.com.
You need the Kellervision app. 24/7 mini documentaries, podcasts, live shows, DJ live streams, top fives, subscription packages, plus products for all your podcasts and street culture sports. Download it from the App Store for free today.
Beatbox created.
KellerKeller.
And we're here to talk about world music and street culture.
KellerKeller Podcast.
Privilege is all mine. Ladies and gentlemen, Killer Keller Podcast, live and direct. Hope life is treating you well for this beautiful morning. And whenever you're watching or listening to this, big up to my listening crew. Big shout out to graffitikings.co.uk, who are always on side. And of course, anyone that's got the Kellervision app. If you don't know about the Kellervision app, it's 24/7 sporting art, music, street culture. Oh my God, where to begin? We have a gentleman here that just transcends, you know, one of the major bucks that stops is sitting right next to me so far as street culture, music, reggae, ragga, the transfer of skill sets across mixed genres is ridiculous. Daddy Freddy is in
there. Big up. Pleasure to be here, you know.
How are you?
Pleasure to be here. I'm living. Yeah. Living through this turbulent time that's going on, you know. Still I live and still I do the music and being me. You know what I mean?
Peter Pan does not age, looks exactly the same. It's when I first ever saw
it. Know,
stop it. Where you travel from? Nottingham, innit?
Yeah, I'm come from up and nothing. I'm going to see my youth, man.
Mm.
And come in, you know? Mm. I'm come here thing and hear the Queen and the King.
Yeah. When you come back, is it, what's it like coming from Nottingham? Because Nottingham, big up Nottingham crew as well.
Yeah, man.
They are, do you know what I mean? They're
Bristol crew, to my car, my Bristol crew. Seen all day long, all of my crew, them girl Chester. Saying, don't know the thing set up. Saying,
so now you know where
London,
he's at.
London, for life.
Yes, London. Brixton as well. Big up the
yeah,
Brixton
man, Brixton, I'm a prominent member of them. You know. All the general them down there, you know.
Yeah.
Big up Sleepy Time Ghost up in Lewisham.
Oh, hold tight,
Lewisham. Producer. Crew.
Yeah.
Saying, Blackout JA, right hand general. But we'll get to that soon. Shumba Youth.
See? You have got so much lineage and so much... You have got so much history. It's almost impossible. Like, you must know everyone in every port, every area code.
Yeah, they know me. You see, me know me. Because I just keep it. I love music. You know, I take music for fun.
Hmm.
You know what I mean? Because when I started doing music, it's an enjoyment for me. I like to see people dance and feel nice and, you know, give them that input of, you know, the lyrical content and, you know what I mean? You are dancing, but you listen to the words, sound and power.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, some people upon music. Some people take it personal. I mean, not have time to take it personal, you know. Even though there's a lot of things. Your music, when the music hits your feet, no pain like a Bob Marley.
That's
you know?
Exactly what he's saying.
Big up Rankin Joe, the teacher. Dang, digga, digga, dang, dang, dang.
Oh, we've only just got started. Music, you don't feel any pain.
No, and man, music's supposed to make us ease up the stresses off your head, you know?
You've got to be careful, though, because what you say on the mic can actually ultimately determine your whole life.
Exactly. You see, people are very influenced, get influenced from certain things. If you talk about gun and some little youth hear about gun,
they're
going to think about shooting people. It's correct, it's not correct.
That's right.
And beat up and discriminate against women. Many of them think that.
Yeah.
Burn them thing there. See me, I say,
well, as suggested.
Even though
I
have traumas with my girlfriend. So. See,
trials and tribulations of life.
The last one nearly killed me. So I'm staying single now.
Yeah.
Because I thought I was dating Hitler's daughter.
The door is shut. He's not having any of it.
Yeah. But maybe she have to be real.
Yeah.
The last one wasn't real.
Yeah.
Cutting real.
Yeah. I mean, these are life lessons, aren't they? Mm. I mean, the life of an MC. Bro, you epitomize my mind. Now, I know we talked about this on the way up, so I am going to continue my gushing. I remember you slamming rap video 1993, and you were live. It was live. I'd never seen anything like it. You were going 10 to the dozen on this video, and I know you remember it as well.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Like, this is my DNA just, like, coming together. And, of course, the Stress album. And, you know, all
I'm up in hip-hop.
Come on, beatbox,
Yeah, man. Rock talking beatbox, Tenafly, rest in love.
Yes, Tenafly.
Big up Bertie Tenafly.
And I didn't know you beatboxed neither. I mean, you started busting it to me. Yeah.
sexy mother.
Oh, sexy mother. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, no games. That one. Yeah, so there is a lot to discover and unpack
yes,
here.
Yes, yes, yes.
A hell of a
lot. I started on Wild Bunch, this sound system in Jamaica. My uncle Gladstone Parker in Jamaica, Kingston. Went on to, I used to play the sound mix, play everything, house, that's why I like house, I like every genre.
Crossing genres. Mm.
That's why I know so much about music, see, I have them old jazz songs from a long time, and you know what I mean, them old Motown and classics, and I grew up through the whole of that era, you know what I mean, because music is love, that's how I look upon it. I don't look upon music because I don't like them. Every music have a message, depends on how you look at it, you know what I mean, you know what I'm saying, and then I went on to Youthman Promotion, Sugar Mine and Sound. With Tenor Saw, ring the alarm, and the sound is dying. And Junior Reed, worry them, foreign man. You see, one blood, you know what I mean?
So, you know.
Junior Delgado, you know what I mean? I met some great artists,
Bonnie Wheeler.
I'm not guess it still because it's real. Like it's on YouTube.
Yeah.
You see?
Stare.
I went through the whole of my apprentices with Wild Bunch, my uncle Gladstone Parker. And Sugar Miner, see, Color Man, you know what I mean? Donna P, Blacker T, you know what I mean? You name it, Daddy Anthem, see, and then mess around with other sound like Metro Media with Peter Metro, them, man. You know what I mean?
Talk to me about the sounds back then. Talk to me about the sound system. Talk to me about the rivalry. Talk to me about the landscape.
Was intense. Very intense. You have violence.
Really?
You have violence because you have that crew over there, and you have this crew over there, and them now.
To what extreme?
Man, I see him bust your head, man.
Whoa.
Man, they drive you in a car and them things, man. I'm mash up, man. See if you don't know
what
you
see you
do.
In the car and then yeah, pull you out?
Mash out, man. Over there, man. DJ business, serious at Jamaica, especially when me and Papa San, them, and Lieutenant Stitchy clash. We always clash sometime. Great artists, them there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But we're friends, you know what I mean? We're bridging.
But back then you weren't, that
but
was
back
like...
then we was enemies. You see, but them turned Christian also, praise the Lord.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, listen, people changed, things moved.
People changed and we grew up. That was our adolescence years. You know what I mean? So we come through all that, then I came to tour up here, on Youth Promotion up here, and then I went to Coxon. Went back down to Jamaica, and then come back up, and then went to Coxon. And transition to British. And this time we get more cool. Really cool. See, I'm going to Saxon sometime with Tipperary there, man. Because Tipperary, my brother for life.
Tipperary. Oh, Sweetie as well.
Sweetie Harry.
Because I know you guys
over One Love and Java. With the man Joe 9 to them. Brother, them. Well, we grew up amongst them, you know.
Big of all them, they've all been on the podcast.
Ricky Rankin.
Yeah, whole type Ricky Rankin.
Yeah, Ricky Rankin, ass man and them youth there.
Roots Maneuver as well, big up Roots Maneuver, Ricky Rankin.
Roots Maneuver, Rodney. Big my brethren. Hope you're all right. See? So, I grew up through the whole era. And then we meet Asha D what was with Viking Sound.
Top cat.
From Peckham. Seeing some come check me one day and him say, boy, John, he want me to go to meet these producers in West End. So I said, Chuck, come on, man. I don't really want to meet nobody really. You know? So I want to do my thing. But anyway, him pushed me and I go. I'm glad I went anyway.
And who are the producers? Who are they?
Simon Harris.
Oh, yeah.
Weeks, breaks, and
yeah,
scratches.
Yeah. But that changed the whole work.
That changed the whole work for me. But
and you were
dynamics.
Just not going to go. I wasn't going to go.
See the door dynamics, Guinness Book of Records.
Yeah, come on.
Everything four time and you know what I mean.
We're getting to that definitely.
Because you know, so,
that was a real chapter in your popularity and everything.
Yeah, still no. So,
but you toured.
I toured basically everywhere.
New
more than
York,
20 time, America, Brazil,
studio,
Japan.
Studio
everywhere 50, I've been,
like
man.
So many different.
So many different countries.
Actually, at this point, because I've got to big up my boy Oliver Sudden.
Big up yourself, Oliver.
Listen,
if it wasn't for you to link the general, it wouldn't happen.
Yeah, exactly.
So
if it wasn't for you, Ollie, hold tight, Ollie.
Majesty.
Of course. Yeah, he is. And here's the thing. As soon as I told people that you were coming on, I got a slew. Asking questions. And Ollie was definitely up there in the top five because like, he wanted to know about the Studio One times. He wanted
Studio
to know,
One, yes.
Yeah, and the Zoo
my,
Party.
Yeah, Zoo Party. Yeah, that's my first recording.
Let's get into that.
My first recording.
And why you changed your name, you know what I mean? Like you went, from Papa Freddy to Daddy
Papa Freddy.
What
used to call me Papa Freddy because I'm the youngest one out of all of them. when Ranking Joe and Brigadier Jerry and Sister Nancy used to teach me, I used to be like, you know, I was too mature for my age then. Them call me, say, well, your daddy, if you're real general, you have some bigger man walking behind me. Mm. You know, my crew, one a penny posse and them thing there, a Jamaica. It's Wild Bunch. See me, I say, original Wild Bunch. We not talk about Wild Bunch right here from the other day. We talk about original Wild Bunch. 70 years of Wild Bunch. A Jamaica.
Papa.
See me, I say, real Wild Bunch. See? Right? So, you know, I'm just have that, I'm a leader. I can't be a follower right now. See? And I can't just, if I know you and somebody come and say something bad about you to me, and I don't know you that way, I'm not going to support that. That is me. You have some people, leader. Yeah, man, daddy, Freddy, I'm really, I'm really. You know me before you chat off your mouth.
You're either a leader or a follower.
See, know the man, know the person. And sometimes I make mistakes, which I do still make mistakes, and you know what I mean? Get caught up into certain things where two friends. Some are kind of old enough now for you know, boy, I see certain friend, but let's Lego that, you know.
Do you still have some of your old friends that were there at the
yes,
time?
Yes, man, I see that Studio One. My old friend, then, man. Yeah. See me, Ranking Joe, man. Ranking Joe, I'm a teacher, I'm a friend, you know, Sister Nancy. Bang, bang, water, bam, bam. Mm-hmm. See, you know what I'm saying? I'm elder, I'm a more Michael Rose, Stan Ahoy. You see, you know?
Mm.
You know, see it, and you know? I still keep in contact with him. Joe is on my new thing, on my new EP, which is coming out next year.
We're going to be all ears on that.
Yeah, man, yeah. Because we have some singles out now. Me and Sleepy Time.
That's right. Old Time, Sleepy Time.
Big up yourself, Sleepy. All day. Everywhere. The bad producer. Mad producer.
But back in the 80s, and, well, late 80s, early 90s, you know, as a seminal artist coming through when hip-hop was at it, and like you say, you ain't afraid to switch it. What was it like? Give us a description of the landscape. Some people,
them time, that it was nice, but it was with politics. You know what I mean? Because you have MC Duke, Einstein, them. You have She-Rockers, them.
Yeah,
you have, you know what I mean, Morning Love. Seeing Queen Latifah come over here.
A lot.
Took me tour with all of them.
Yeah.
Seeing Salt and Pepper, them sample me. Fire!
Mm-hmm.
Them thing there, seeing Fire Starter. Fire!
Cookie Crew. Cookie Crew. All them.
You know what I mean? You know, see Eric B.
Mm.
Derek came B.
Jay-Z came over a bunch of times.
Jay-Z, I baby them time. Baby them time. Seeing, trust me, I baby them time. But
he was day sore.
You see? See, Illuminati make him get big praise.
That is too, though, isn't it?
That's true, man.
So there was a lot of politics in it.
Only for politics, because me and my mom, you can't tell me if I talk, you know. When I see them, I talk. When I feel them, I talk.
Yeah.
Me defend of the poor people or the suffering, sick and suffering. I'm not busy if a man upon drugs or a man upon the use, what caused him to be that?
Because there's always something in the
back. There's always something there. Some people can't take alcohol, some people take drugs, some people take smoking, some people take. Everybody's an addict, you know. Some people addicted to sex, some people addicted to a cigarette, some people addicted. Understand me?
Chocolate.
Yeah, understand? Chocolate.
Fitness, everything.
You're all addicts.
Yeah.
See, how you deal with it. See me, I say, you can't condemn a person to them do this and do that and do this. And because you don't know what is what. See, you just have to work. Working, I'm trying to make them help themselves, for them help, you know what I mean?
Yeah, have to help
you see me, I say? So, that's the way I look at
me,
it.
Talk to me, like, what was your addiction of that time? Did you have an addiction?
Music, man.
It was just your addiction
music. Music, I mean, addiction. I say, I'm still a go on. I say, I'm still a go on. You know what I mean? I've enough EP albums we make, you know.
Yeah,
some of them I don't remember. Some people I don't remember, blood. We get so much hits, we can't remember them.
I was surprised when I mentioned the slam and rap thing that you knew I was talking
Kater
about.
Kater Bashi, Bad Boy Patrol, Exterminator.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Zoo Party, if he didn't say Zoo Party, we'll remember that. See, look on my girlfriend for Harry J.
Yeah.
Come on. You know what I mean? You know, so I'm really proud of what I've achieved. Because basically when I was doing it, I was doing it for fun. Me and my friend, them, and my uncle, and the yard, and we play out. And now the whole world, look where I'm at, in England.
Mm.
I go to some places where no normal people go. And certain artists can't go there.
They can't go there.
They can't go there. Can nobody else say, well, I don't understand what he be saying. What's he saying? Go get Daddy Freddy, man. Go and get Daddy Freddy. I drive 6 hours to see Daddy Freddy. And I ain't leaving. What's the name of your band? You're seeing, I saw me go someplace, some people can't go. Trust me. I know them I go there. Seeing, I'm a really glad for do that, you know.
You're very breakthrough. Warm, man. You're a very warm character.
Yeah, man, you can approach me, man. He's an approachable kid, man.
Yeah.
Seeing, I try if he don't have anger management. Even when somebody pisses me off, I try for this all.
I can't
like,
imagine you being angry. I can't just come and see.
Believe me, bro.
Comment below. Your calls.
I'm a good kid, man.
Yeah, you are, good, man.
I'm not perfect, but I'm good.
Yeah.
All right.
Do you think? I always used to think that as an artist, a measure of your good character and your success is based on what worlds you can walk in.
Yes.
You know what doors can open and how you can meet and be with people.
Yes.
That's the biggest result of.
I know all you are going, I'm going to say this out. I don't give a toss on nobody.
No.
Them wait until 10 of fly dead before them give me an award. So, how come I get an award? Now wait for me dead before them give me something.
Yeah, see, that's fucked.
See me I say?
Yeah.
See that them Mobo and them this and them that and them Jojo and them this and them Brete.
And I might just add as well.
Nothing.
Rest in peace as well.
Come see me.
Rest in peace as well to Lee Scratch Perry, man.
Lee Scratch Perry.
You know, the awards need to
people
go.
Let me say one time, my grandma said to me, you know, people don't love you when you're dead. Let me tell you how much they love you when you're dead. Mm. When you tell me, say, me love you when you're alive. Me love all of you who's watching out. If you don't like me, I still love you.
There you go.
Because you would change.
And we love you.
Yeah, see you, me see him here, man. We see him, love the island, man, from my heart, man. See him? Yeah. Right.
My brother.
Let me wait until you're dead and before them give you award or give you recognition.
Yes.
Where you're supposed to get. A long time I do this, you know. I'm still at it. I'm still current. Burn them out, jail us, rap, no matter. Why did he do that? See, been down the road. See, that's my favorite video right now of my new thing. And Sweet Jamaica, the one that's come out. See, you know? So I may have artists featuring on it.
Mm.
I have Blackout J.A. in the camp. I have, some new upcoming artists like Shumba Youth. You see, you know? I have Ranking Joe the Teacher on it. You see me, I say? You know, I'm not gonna have Tipper Iron feature, Top Cat feature. And why did you do that? You know what I mean? It's a grime thing.
See again, it's just all over the place.
See, and then we do the thing with Congo Natty, UK All Stars,
legends,
with General Lee, with Top Cat, Tipper Iron, Sweetie Iron, Great Tenorfly. Seeing,
and if you're being introduced to these names right now, which I cannot imagine you doing so, this is an incubated legacy holding scene that has held its roots in British Jamaican culture forever.
Yeah, man.
There was an era,
yes.
Correct me if I'm wrong here, that they were trying to herald West London versus South London as being the capital of Jamaica, of the reggae scene in Jamaica.
Man, all of England are the capital of reggae.
Why would they do that? What was because this West versus South thing?
Yeah, exactly, because of politics. Yeah. You release the chain, use your brain, divide and rule. That's what they do.
And it
creep into the music. We must eat you because you're wearing pink. I must eat you because you're wearing green. Don't bother with that. Get away with your little politics. Come in and like politics. I'm a born politician. I'm born pedophile. I'm born rapist.
Oh!
Up and gunning. Yeah. No talking. Play thing with them boys. You understand me? You see, I'm me that. Some see it, some talking. That's my thing. We have people have fun. Listen to the lyrics, danceable, and perform. You know what I mean? You see them underpay me enough time as I saw it go. See, it come with the territory. Come and get my payments, you know.
Favorite artists that you've worked with. Talk to me about that.
There's a lot.
Because you come from this world of like with reggae, it was almost like slam dubs, put out extras, put specials.
When I went to America, Heavy D. Rest in peace, Heavy D.
Rest in
love, Heavy D.
Wow. Yeah,
Melissa Morgan.
What was he like as a person? Was he nice?
Mr. Myers was a honorable man.
Is he?
Mr. Myers.
He seems so much fun. He looks so much
brother,
fun.
My brother, I couldn't even, I don't want to speak about it.
Yeah, it's deep.
It's deep. Every day with my boy, man. He made me know Wesley Snipe, the actor, the man.
Oh.
He turned me to Eric B. and Rakim,
ooh.
Big Daddy King, and I am Cameron. And you know what I mean? When he come to England, I met him, and he nearly died when we were touring. Me, him, and I remember a girl there. A diva, she sing house.
I don't know.
We're going to Huddersfield. You know that slope where you go up?
Yes.
Up near the hill, like a cannon thing. The van slipped off. It was snowing, and we end up in some fucking we were lucky if we went the left. If we went the left way, we'd be over the cannon.
So
the driver went the other way and run into some place with wolf of sheep and that kind of thing. And yeah, man, we got to enough thing, man. Get Jamaica gunshot of fire up America. Me have to run out of dance. You know what I mean?
In America,
I'm going to go on tour with DJ Quick, second to none. I'm not Wu-Tang Clan. What's the name of them? What's them boy in them again, man?
Naughty by Nature.
Naughty by Nature. Because he's Tretcher. In one of my videos. Tretch is my friend. Tretch, I'm a good friend, man. I mean, he's into all and pull. The original video. Doggy Fresh is into that. Dude. Was on tour with them. And some brother, I don't know, warm to him, brother, coming out of the place in a, was it Detroit? No, Chicago. Oh, God. Twister.
Twister.
Yeah.
When he was
and,
young.
Remember, yeah, we was young, and a girl named The Brat. Remember her?
Of course. Brat.
Bad girl.
Yeah,
you know.
No. But I was bad. That's because she had the South thing going.
She bad, man. Bad little girl, that, man. My friend, that. Anyway. The boy come in there with a woozy bridging.
No.
And a peer gunshot bridging. I have to run off all stage. All enough to go through, man. Get kidnapped at Jamaica for DJ. Come on, I said, boy, you won't come over.
Held to ransom?
Them kidnap me, pay me, and drop me back off. And them regime, them I go through. See, them type of regime there, I come up into. See, me, I said, but me, I live. You know what I mean? I could go on and more things I'm going to remember.
More, please, more. Yes, you know, loads more.
You know,
what
police
else?
Locked me up, accused me for shooting and all kind of thing. When we go there, you know, my friend them up and said, boy, how can he be shooting people and he was in Germany? Unless he's a clown. Boy, I'm coming here with a Brixton and all kind of thing, man. My flat, man. No, Tim, when them find out who I am, because they saw me on Blue Peter, but now they want an autograph. I say, you autograph, you know what?
Fuck you.
Autograph what?
Yeah.
Oh, you I don't want to talk on camera, man. Serious blood. So
really?
All them things that make you be a man, them things that make me kind of calm in my head, you know, because you've been through the turmoil and the windmill, I'm still going through the windmill, because a windmill, you know, nothing wrong with the world, you know. It's just the people that lives in it.
Yeah, that's right.
Nothing wrong with the world. You know what I mean? I'm not talking about gastric and this, you know, don't mean I live in fear. I mean, I make that eat me like cancer. See? We don't live in fear. What is to be have to be. Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, and there's no end. It's the uncontinuously. See me, I say, if we weed out the bad grass, I'm going to deal with grass. I'm going to go to a police station.
It's true. There's nothing wrong with the world. It's the people. It's the fear mongering. It's the fear mongering.
Yeah, man. And the people that are living out, you know, want to twist it them way and some people, and poor people still suffer. Look how much money they have in the world, so they go have space and all these things.
Yes, right.
How come they don't feed people? Everybody's supposed to have 40 acres and a mule. Warm to that. Tell them kill Michael Jackson.
Live within your means. Yeah,
Michael Jackson, stop singing about Billie Jean and start singing about what have we done to the world. Woke up and let me say, a dead him or dead, you know.
Yeah, no. As soon as
he's going to die.
As soon as he...
You hear them singing a third song, a dead him or dead. They don't really care about us. Red, green and gold like this.
Yeah, yeah.
Them kill him and say, oh, you rape kids.
Yeah.
But that's my point.
Tupac.
Tupac. Same thing, Biggie. You see me, I say.
You see,
John Lennon.
You see how Drake is keeping his mouth firmly shut on this subject.
You better believe it, man. Some boy free to talk. That's why them up on TV every day. I'm not free to talk. See, them want to give me a program for myself. So we go up there and show them off run program.
They
see
don't want to end. They
don't
want to
endorse my thing because them say, oh, him? Trouble.
Yeah.
See me, I say, but I saw it, God. The real people who vote for me, man. The love and them things. I'm still going with it. Still performing. See, you know what I mean? You know, the bun them out label, I mean, sleepy label that. Sleepy time label.
Yeah.
So I mean, artists, man, we have some little girls, when we have all a Frankie parlor, we're going to put out. Body get ready, jungle, you know, do the rock steady.
Woo!
Daddy Freddy time again. Can you get me from long time? Son boy, stay steady. We had and a voice, we are the champions. You see, you're the champion around that, yeah.
Dude, like, you see my face right now. If you're not listening, if you're watching and not listening and watching, you're listening.
All them MC bro, them Ragga Twins, them Navigator, them.
Hold tight. Ragga Twins.
You see, I know the whole of them, brother. Them know Daddy Freddy, them great Daddy Freddy.
When did you come to
Papa
when...
Levi, Philip, I see him 2 weeks ago. Greatest blood clamor, wicked. See,
when did you come over to the UK?
1986.
Well, let's get into some disco. Let's get into some...
disco.
Because, you know, we're dealing with genres and whatnot.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
I did Ragga House.
Yeah.
The Crown.
Yeah.
David Morales.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You see? You know, the jungle thing. I was on warning. Me and Shabba Rang, make it sense.
I love how I got the Don telling me.
See, and then me have the Congo and think, Alan Pullit, me selector. Alan Pullit.
Yeah.
See, then they'll come after. You know what I mean?
How did it feel to, like, because at the time, pioneering, I mean, there was Public Enemy and Anthrax, and but you were doing the rock thing as well. Like,
yeah, man, I did Led Zeppelin.
Yeah.
Daddy Freddy's in Town.
Come on, Daddy Freddy's in Town. That was such a joke.
Yeah, I did that video in America, yeah. Mm. You know what I mean? You know? And what do I again? I did country. Country music.
Yeah.
I did all type of music. Me love music. I mean, I'm going to do all gospel, do any music. Let's start. I'm going to find something. Find the music, find the beat drop, boom. You're supposed to know where you're at. See what I say?
And big up Sean Paul, big up Shaggy, but this is the man that created, one of the first and foremost that done it.
Thank you.
Who else was inside that fraternity that would be doing things like that at the time? Top Cat?
Top Cat, after, down the line.
Mm.
I mean, first crossover to, well, not really crossover, I started to do certain different things.
Mm.
Remember, Ragga House.
Mm.
You never hear about them time. Seeing
it's a beautiful
rock
time.
You know what I mean? Me rock music. I love rock music. You know, Aerosmith, I'm a friend. Steven Tyler, I'm a friend.
That hasn't been done since.
No, man, nobody do them thing. I mean, I don't want to do them thing, no, man. I'm a touch around and say it.
Once he did it, that's it. Don't.
No, man, no, people say, "Boy, Freddie, you sell out." Sell out what? What you call selling out? Selling out is when the government not peak feeding people.
Mm.
Selling out is when the government let out pedophiles to rape kids. That's selling out.
Selling out.
How about that? Seeing?
Facts.
Yeah, facts.
Facts.
Man, I'm going to do all type of music. Don't like it, don't buy it, don't listen to it.
Yeah, it's your business. That's
your business, blood.
And you know what? In 2021, 22, 23, Spotify playlists are the one. You've got to have a variety.
Yeah, exactly.
To make money.
Exactly.
You can't have the same in an album.
No, don't work no more. No, man.
Shit don't work.
I'm like, the way Adele says something to Spotify the idea. Them forgive us some money now.
Mm, money time.
Money time now. See me, I said. So
did she actually pick up about that?
Yeah, man. She said something about Spotify the other day and about her list and them thing then. You know what I'm saying? Even though some of them in a talk, trust them still, you know.
Good for her.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Good for her.
Because she's at the prime.
Someone like you.
Yeah, right. Yeah, she was rolling in the deep ages ago, exactly. And now she's like, you know, she's exactly. Really speaking for people.
But like Josh Stone and them girls.
Oh, Josh Stone. Jocelyn Brown, too. I forget
about her.
I'm
working with Jocelyn Brown, Sylvia
Jocelyn
Teller.
Jocelyn Brown.
Seeing, work with them girls, Melissa Morgan. Seeing, we work with all them girls there. Seeing, so I respect them because I want more female artists in the thing. You see me, I say, I'm not leave them out. No. I don't leave out nobody, you know. But people are that leave me out, but I say, go.
Female artists are the truth.
Yeah, man. Some of them. Some.
Yeah, yeah. Don't have to be artists necessarily. Yeah. Big up all the females out there.
Yeah,
that
big up
are
all
doing
the females them out there.
They're doing their thing. Talk to me about Record Breakers and how impactful
record
that
breakers,
was. Because you were
Roy
a record
Castle.
Holder. Yeah, Roy Castle.
Yeah, rest in peace.
Rest in peace, Roy Castle. Peace. He died from smoke, from the pro trumpet. No, he don't smoke.
Tell you this, Roy Castle was the first man I ever seen with skunk weed in.
Yeah?
Skunk weed. I didn't even know what the fuck that was.
So Roy Castle...
He doesn't smoke.
But he had it?
He had smoke. He was growing it. Uh-oh. Oh, I didn't. Yeah, man, a serious thing. Man. I said, but when the man that died, man, I was in America when he died.
Yeah.
Crying, man. There's some people, when I'm gone, I'm really crying.
Just a nice guy.
Because, you know, for my friend, them, you know, I went tenor fly gone, I wasn't even around, blood. Mm. I didn't even know till the last minute, till when he's buried. Let me show you, some people still. I'm still see them, I smile at them. Mm. One of them killed my friend, but we get to that part at a different time.
Yeah.
You understand? Yeah. We get to that part, you know who I'm talking, yeah?
I have a feeling you're directing at someone that's probably watching.
Yeah, man. See, and that I'm not going to make any silly side to me, you know? You see me? I'm a brother that.
How did it impact you with the Record Breakers thing? Because
I did it as a fun. I went along to a convent garden as a joke, following Simon Harris, and I said, somebody could use that do them thing already. I said, what am I doing about this? And Simon said, they're doing something for the Guinness book. You want to try it? Because you're always rapping fast.
Yeah, I'll have a go.
We'll have a go. And then ping, 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 ping. And I'm so, oh, shit, it's broken. So I'm going to go back the next time and broke it on the BBC thing. And I'm going to go America and broke it back 2 times. And then I'm start thinking, I'm just a fast MC. You know why you think me a fast MC? Me is a MC. Me is a musician.
Yeah.
Fast, slow, anything, rotate. I'm adjustable. You understand me? Fast. That now make it for me. You get boring.
Because you're basically working in syllables.
Yeah, exactly.
And after a while, it's like, okay.
You get boring, man. That's why some artists, when I call on them, I rate every artist, you know. Some of them boring, really. To me, that's me. That's me. You know,
but, Maria, but you influenced a lot of drum and bass MCs.
Yes, man, enough MC. Get, but them now, I say it. Them would hear from somewhere and think that person is like, me. Me. I'm going to get it from you. I'm going to tell you, this is something from 1986.
Yeah, I remember it.
You see there, some boy, you know. But I saw it, God. Who feels it now? The truth will come out, you know. The truth will always be revealed, you know. So you can't run from the truth. You can't hide from the truth.
One of the nicest humans, and I will say this much. Mm. Do you feel like a lot of your successes, apart from being right place at right time and saying, oh, yeah, I'll do it, a lot of it does come down to being accommodating, being nice.
Yes, yeah. Sometimes
you can have all the skills you want, but you know what I mean?
You have to be nice sometimes, but sometimes you have to be, let's do you, man.
Yeah.
Let's do you, you know, and keep it coming, you know.
Yeah, keep it on
consistent. Even when them say you can't do it, you do it. Because somebody's out there listening, you know. You know what I mean? You know, when me start up, me never think nobody will listen to me. The first time me them say, Freddie, you go to New York, you know, Miami, and then go to England. I say, yeah, right. And Santa Claus come in summer. In summer, Santa Claus.
Yeah, they don't tell you that shit at school.
leave from around here, man. The mom said, no, DJ. Sugar Mike been looking for you the whole day, blood. About 6 cars looking for him. I said, what? Man, it's police. Some man, a police, I look for him. Man said, no, police, not look for you, Freddie. All right, man. If police was looking to you, they'll go to your mom's yard. They went to your mom's house with Sugar Mike, Junior Delgado. Yami Bolo, you know what I'm saying? You know, Super Cat, big up yourself, Mr. Maraj. Big up yourself. We can't leave you.
Legend.
Free Ninja Man. Free Vibes Cartel as well.
Yes, Vibes Cartel.
Free them.
Legends. What would you think you'd be doing if you weren't doing music? Did you ever go to college?
Nah, I went to high school.
High school?
I got bored. I got bored in the fifth form taking GCL. Get out, making more money. Making more money going out and DJing.
Yeah.
I mean, MC, you know, making more money. My mother started always doing robberies.
I'm going to come back with
enough money. Okay, you can't pay me in Jamaica, you pay me in the US. Our pounds. So the queen knows nice and straight. I like her, she's cool. You know what I mean? So, you know, I'm doing my thing, I'm still doing my thing. And God bless all of you people out there that watching, you know. You know, see, that's still listening to me and still have that respect and love for me, see, because I love you guys, man. You always support me and always be a Chucky till the end for me and my fans. You know,
you've always had support.
Yeah, man.
Haven't you?
Yeah, man.
Always had support. Do you think that's just your openness to, like, the genres that you cross?
The genres I'm across, man. You know, see, and these young ones coming up now, they're into me.
We got to the station and he's there talking to you.
I look at you, 17-year-old.
Standard stuff, you know, everywhere he goes,
Quiz.
You know.
Quez. Him say, I know you, man. You're Daddy Freddy. I say, yeah, man. Who are you? See? Him say, I'm 17. I'm just coming from school. I do music and I run. I say, yeah, man. See? And him say, boy, my uncle knows you. My auntie knows you. I say, yeah, man. Big them up from him. And he called his mom. The mom say, oh, my God, you know who that you're sitting with? You know who that is? I mean, I said, don't gas me, man. Don't even do that, man.
He's had an old day of gassing.
I'm gassed him up, man. See? I said, boy, I want to be just like him. I said, you can't be like me, you know. You can't, there's nobody like me. Be you. You can follow in the footsteps and turn off and be you. But remember where you're coming from. Because if you don't remember where you're coming from, you don't know where you're going, my you. So me, I said, you must say, that's good, you know. I never heard nobody. I said, yeah, man, it's do you, man. You have to learn up of someone still.
Freddie, I feel like you could be quite elusive when you want to be. You know what I mean? It was quite hard to find you.
Yes, man. Sometimes I don't want people to see me, man. Sometimes it's hard to find. I make sure I'm hard to find.
Why is that?
Because if you see me every day, you'll get bored. I don't want to see you every day. You see me? You don't want to see me every day. You want to go get some girl and play with her and do what you want to do. You see me? I say, that's how I feel. My brother doesn't want to see me every day. I mean, me and somebody will ask him, cost me all this money. Me say, boy, me go group a filming thing. Boy, we'll come. Me say, no, tell them you can't come, you know. Tell them you can't come. See, tell them you can't come. So, I'm going to say, boom, boom. Plus, I don't want to read them coming over these sides. I said, no, I don't want them thing there, you know. So, you can have some naughty little friends and some, you know what I mean, I'm friend them see me still. You know what I mean, not naughty in a certain way, but They get really naughty. I'm not really like the naughty thing, you know.
You're not into the naughty
thing? I'm not into the naughty thing. I grew up now. This guy, I've grown up now.
Because you must have seen some naughty action.
This is something to see when everyone talk on podcasts. Yeah. When everyone talk on what them.
No, it's not a good idea.
Not a good idea.
Not a good idea.
You know what I mean? Not a good thing. Trenchstone, my band I'm growing up. Trenchstone. Jungle.
Proper.
Jungle. Before they jungle music, I jungle my company.
The real jungle.
The real jungle.
I've never been there.
There's no handouts. And there's definitely no what you call it, charity package.
Mm.
That thing named DED, Dog Eat Dog. So, how about that? Yeah, that's where I come from. See, that's where I come from. My mother come from one side, and my father come from the other side, and I'm the product.
Mm.
How about that? Mm. See, you know? So I'm glad for their killer. I'm glad you're doing this to endorse the artist and career too. Because I have a big you up to you, know.
No, my brother.
See, I have a big you up to my brother.
See, I know you've been not too well recently as well.
Yes, I have a little cancerous thing in my head. Mm-hmm. You know, seeing. So let me take out two of my things on your son.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And, but I'm patched up back on.
Yeah.
I live, man. I worry about that.
Yeah, exactly.
I live, man. I worry about
it. He caught early and it's in process.
I mean, I think about that right now because you see, when I think about it, you get depressed.
Yeah, of course you do.
And it kill you quicker than all. Because everybody got dead, you know. I'm dead one day, you know.
Mm.
So me not fear the dead. And the living.
Yeah, live on.
Because I used to that Jamaica, I used to sleep on the tombs in the cemetery. How about that?
What?
Someone said, I ain't going over there. I'm out there somewhere. Friday night, me up on Elm Street. You go about your business. I'm going to stop right there, so I'm drink, I'm going to split from my grandmother to him, up a shooter's hill, and stay there and chat to my grandmother for the whole night.
Oh, that is so wicked.
Yeah, man, my grandmother top on her tomb, man.
Yeah.
Rest in love, man.
Love that.
I rest in love, my father, Mr. Nelson.
That's
big up my mom, Miss Parker.
That's right.
See?
Still well?
Yeah, man. She's in America, you know.
Oh, hold on.
I'm going to call her and finish, you know.
There you go.
I'm going to call her, blood.
There you go. What keeps you going?
Well, my youth, them.
Mm.
Even though I don't see them much. Mm. You know what I mean? My youth.
How many kids you got?
Five.
Beautiful.
Yeah, man. Jaysha.
Uh-huh.
Jaden.
Mm-hmm.
Jamal.
Mm-hmm.
Faith. Mm. And Jacob.
I'll tight
two
you
different women.
I'm pretty sure you're watching as
I'm
well.
I'm a stud.
To them, you are God.
Well, my daughter, she's in university, you know, and she's doing video and everything there.
Fantastic.
She can sing. My son, he wants to be like me. I tell his son, you're like me. You're part of my genes. You're
part
the same
of jeans,
class.
Yeah.
So his mom used to help me write lyrics, Nicola. So I used to write lyrics with her, and now she's writing lyrics for him.
Wow.
She's a dental nurse, so she'll fix up my team.
There you go.
Dentist. Mm. So to the dentistry, so. You know what I mean?
You have to understand, people, like for those of you that are just stepping into this and this is like a fresh canvas that you're listening to, this guy right here is the real fucking deal. And it don't get more realer than the man that has done all this amazing stuff to be as real as he come on the podcast. Mm, he walks the streets. He helps the youth. He deals in real life stuff.
Man.
You're there. You're on the ground. And give him a mic and he'll destroy.
Thank you, man.
Truth.
Thank you.
It's truth.
I'm going to do it for praises. I'm going to do it because that's the way you're supposed to live.
Mm. You're supposed to live like that?
Yeah, we're human beings. Don't get twisted by the television and the television, you know.
Yeah.
With them lie and them thing, you know, because they're going to brainwash you and twist you, you know. Big up the bug, Kevin, the bug.
Mm. Yes,
big up Flo Dan, my virgin Wiley.
Yes, hold tight.
Big up Chapstick, Dub Plate, Jackie Murray and them youth there.
Yeah, Flo Dan, man, was a...
Yeah, Flo Dan, I'm a godson, man.
Is he really?
Godson.
Flo Dan is so sick.
You were a thing what we did for Bug when you kill them louder. Check out that video. We did it for Bug, the Bug.
Will.
Kill them loud. Daddy Freddy and Flo Dan.
See, knowledge.
See, yeah, man. You know, enough thing, man. KRS-One, big up yourself. Chris, remember.
KRS.
Guru from Gangstar, rest in love, my brother.
Rest in peace, yeah.
See, DJ Premier. So the thing,
all of these people
Jimmy Cliff, big up yourself, Godfather.
Yeah.
Big up all the man, because sometimes the man say, I forget them, you know. Seeing Ray and Te, seeing some of try, Sly and Robbie. Ultimate boss. Sleepy time, Ghost.
Yes.
You're the greatest. Yo, the normal, my lord, seeing.
I'm enamored. Like, so working with these people, what's the process? Like, what's the process of working with someone like Premier or KRS-One compared to working with Steve Harris, for instance?
Different joiners.
Yeah.
Like, different flowers in the garden.
Mm.
You know You know what I mean? Black roses. You ever seen a black rose yet?
No.
You ever seen a black rose yet? I take it to Jamaica, you see a black rose. It's very black rose. You see red rose, white rose, pink
really
rose.
Exists.
You never seen a black rose.
No.
You need to go to Jamaica, blood. How about that?
So it's all different. Each person's
all different, man. That's why I have the black roses school. Big up my Virgin Fire.
Mm.
Big up my Virgin Fire. Big up Mr. Sampas.
Mm.
Seeing. Big up KK.
Right, let me just go in through it. Like,
yeah.
Listen, I'm going to quickly jump on because
yeah,
there's some more questions that clearly like need to be answered. The big no, I think you know what we're covering a lot. We're covering a lot.
Yeah,
we've done well.
It's
we've
literally come up.
Yeah, and I swear to God, I can't believe how quickly we've driven through all of this.
We're having fun, innit?
Yeah.
We're talking the truth. We're not talking make up nothing, you know. I try to add something to make it look good.
Mm.
You know, depend on that. If I don't know, if I haven't done nothing, I'm not talking about it, man. If I don't know them person, I'm not chat boy.
Freddie, do you think people's misconceptions are that, you know, with all of your hits and reputation, do you think they have this ideal?
That I'm mega rich.
Yeah, or ideology that you live a particular way because of the success and they have in their head.
Man.
Do you think there's a perception?
Yeah, enough people think that.
Yeah.
Because sometimes we go out the road with my tear up pants and say, well, he's on drugs, you know.
Mm.
People just judge you.
Yeah.
That's what I see. People, if you have a suit on, look at him.
Yeah.
You want to go where I move from your summer.
Mm.
Seeing you call that way, you call it fake. Enough of them are real. Enough of them are fake. That's why we don't want them on the base. We cut off them nose just to spite them face.
Yes.
Never ever give them always a take. This the cool people, but a big mistake. Cause in them corruption, mommy not partake. I sleep while the road boy wait. Greedy, gabalicious, them don't want to share the cake. We got kids to feed, so no things at stake. If you know like me, you check the road, you're sipping at the lake. Because of them, that's about your riches and your dollars and your fame. That's about your egos and your crack and your cocaine. Careful on the needle where you're putting on your brick and miss the blood. I got running like a rainbow, make us for the love of one another. Say you stick together like a bird, I'm up and down like a stamp to a little bit. I'm gonna make a tap on the tap on the base, I'm gonna tap.
Woo!
Up and gunning. Yeah.
That's your morning exercise right there. If you want to know the article, so there is this perception, isn't there? And I think it spoils the.
Yes. Because some people get a phobia from that.
Yeah.
Take it upon your mind. Me just take it as a pinch of salt.
Mm.
You talk about me not talking about you, so I'm on your agenda, you know what I mean?
That's right. You're on the same level as everyone else. That's the way it should be, that's why music should be processed.
Exactly.
Bob Dylan style.
Exactly. Great artist.
Great artist.
Great artist. Man. Bob Dylan, man.
But
man
he talked for the people.
Yeah, man. I talk for the people, then, man. Seeing, you know, I try to do things different. I try to live my life a different way. Some people, remember this, I'm born in Trench Town, you know, and grew up in what they call it, ghetto, we call it the slum.
Slum.
Seeing every day, every 5 minutes, somebody dead. Some things always active. Police are kill people. You know what I mean? So I remember a song coming on in too many places. Seen a lot of people from different races, different backgrounds, different places. All different from different races. Yo, I've been through the hills and valley, been through the ups and down, dilly dally. Know me forward, man a rally. Yo, me sit down with the people, talk with the people, eat and drink and work with the people. Give the people what them want, give them what them need. A place yes to live and food yes to eat. I tell them to kill poor people upon the street. The police them program in advance and jeep them and kill you before all your heart hit beep. See it? Yes, so, you know, burn them out, jailhouse rock. Why did you do that? New one, Street Jamaica, been down the road.
Mm.
It's an acoustic thing where Sleepy's playing guitars.
Sick.
See, you know, post them out for me, man.
I will.
Post
I'll get them out. They'll be on the links below. All the links below if you're watching. If you're listening, we've got the links below.
No matter.
Yeah.
All them two with Devon Morgan, Daddy Freddy. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? You know, Born Babylon. All them things, man.
Tunes, man.
They have tunes out there, man.
Any regrets? This is a deep one. Hold your breath.
Yeah.
Be real. Any regrets? Not that I wouldn't have crossed your mind of being real. You're always real. But, you know, just...
I never seen my dad before him died. I never seen Sugar Mike before him died. Lots of regrets me have, man. All of my regrets. You know.
Are they regrets that shape your outlook?
Yeah.
Which could arguably
my uncle right now is dying.
Right.
I can't hear any minute now, he's dead. The one from Wild Bunch, glad he taught me music. he's not well. He can't even, he don't know who I am. That's how far it's gone.
Alzheimer's? Yeah.
My dad's Jamaica, so. Oh. And so my mom not well. She just did, I don't want to talk about this. Mm. Let's see, I'm going on more, you know?
Mm.
But I have no regrets, but you have your head set up is strong, you know?
Yeah.
Head set up is strong. Enough movies, we should have been Cool Runnings. I didn't even go turn up. You know what I mean?
Oh, that would have been great if you'd done.
Yeah,
that.
I've done. Oh, you know what I mean? Fantastic. Movies and them things, you know, but because, you know, sometimes when people are forced to do something, I don't feel it.
And you don't feel it.
Yeah, but I should have done it. You know what I mean? But more if we do movie in a movies or whatever, we want to do some movie portraying homelessness. You know what I mean? Mm. I want to find someone who can write my autobiography for me. So if any writers out there, we want to dedicate them to, we could do this.
Oh, that would be one hell of an autobiography.
Where I've come from, where I've seen, where I've grown up, where I've born, school, everything. Let me tell you everything. I want an autobiography.
How many documentaries made? You must have loads of documentaries.
Well, yes.
You must have, yeah.
Yeah, you think so, yeah.
I can't imagine you not having a documentary.
No.
I mean, we've got a podcast. What more do you want?
Podcast, yeah. You know what I mean? Documentary, yeah. Somebody out there wrote me, and I love that. You know what I mean? I love that. But it's the people, the real people, and find them. But the universe will bring them to me, because what your heart desires is what they get in
it. Yes, that's right. That's proven in the legacy that you have.
Yeah.
And I also feel like maybe with every regret that shapes the journey that continues.
Mm-hmm.
Which arguably, if you had done Cool Runnings, you wouldn't be sitting here. It's a butterfly effect.
A butterfly effect. If I was with my girl right now, I wouldn't probably be here.
Yeah.
It would stab me in the back, innit?
Damn.
But it's good. I'm glad she did it.
Mm.
You know what I mean? I'm glad she did it.
Isn't life funny?
Life funny, man.
Do you ever think about it?
Life's all right. People is funny.
People's funny. Do you think about it, though? Do you think about it a lot? Like,
yeah. I think about enough things sometimes. Run it back in my head and smile now. First, I used to be angry. I smile about it. I say, you know what? It wasn't supposed to be, you know.
Why do we get so stressed when we're younger?
You let something go and it comes back to you,
yes,
it's yours.
It's yours.
If it don't come back, it's not yours.
Oh, my God, you said that. It's true.
That's true, man. It's true. She's gone, so I still have a talk about it. I saw it go. And I see, enough regrets, but I'm not make it hold me back. I'm not make it eat me deep down, let me get hungry and, you know what I mean? And, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you feel like, I think what people perceive as regrets, just one person actually isn't. I mean, obviously, there's obvious regrets that you don't want to go down. But when people, you have your own life, and that's what this is what you like, or this is your thing.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? You own that. No one can take that away from you. Even your regrets.
Yes, that's
if
true.
You
that's
were true. To really hold your regrets,
I wouldn't do nothing different.
You wouldn't change your regrets, would you?
Regret nothing.
Nah.
It's supposed to be that way.
Mm.
You know what I mean? It's supposed to be that way. You know what I mean? It's like the seasons, you know, they work hand in hand.
Mm.
Sometimes it's too cool, sometimes it's too hot, sometimes, you know,
you know,
but one thing is certain in life, death.
Oh, yes.
I mean, I'm trying to tell you. Seeing,
true.
Seeing, you know.
Cold facts of life.
I'm afraid of that already. I mean, I worry about mad stuff too, so. God forgive me for doing certain things.
Yeah, you're all right.
The universe forgive me, you know, and forgive the people, and if I hurt them out there, whatever, you know, I'm very sorry, you know, and, you know, you have to make amends, and, you know, miss out on my things. Because I'm living, big up all my kids, them, all my youth, them, man.
What's the best amends you've ever made, and you felt to yourself, oh, yeah, I'm so glad that's over with, I'm so glad that's resolved?
When I went to Tenafly's grave, me and Tipper.
Yeah.
Yeah, I spoke to my brother.
Yeah.
Left a bottle of Hennessy there too, and a big bag of weed. Mm. Seeing.
Yeah, that sounds awesome.
Yes, I mean, so make me amends, you know.
Yeah.
It's enough thing, man. When I tell my mom sorry for when all the police come to our house and find gun in our house and all kind of thing. I mean, a hide wanted man in our house and them thing there. I tell her sorry, you know.
Mm.
She said, that's good for me. God, she's still alive.
God, that's good.
Well, that's made me feel good, man.
Yeah.
Make me feel like I can breathe.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, my dad died and they told me 3 months after they buried him. How about that?
What?
Yes. And then same time I met in a car accident. I went to this dance up in Custom Factory up in Birmingham, and a gas heater blew up and nearly killed me.
What?
Look at my eye.
Yeah.
It's a bust blood vessel, and the whole of my leg, right leg, is burnt up, and I just had shows to do. And I went, it's a Congo Natty dance, so I went to Tenafly, I couldn't make it, and I went there, and you know what I mean? And you know what? Only Top Cat stayed with me in hospital. Everybody else left.
No way.
I'm telling you, I need to talk about this shit. I mean, everybody else, I'm helping someone that drive up down the motorway and leave me. How about that? To die.
Wow.
Big up Courtney, rest in love, he died. Top Cat alone steered me.
See, no one else stayed? Hospital.
Nobody else has steered, man. Serious, man.
That's revelationary.
See, I'm going to talk about these things. Mm. You know?
Have you ever spoke about that before?
No. I first met speak about it.
Wow.
See, right?
Does it feel good? To speak about it?
Feels good to speak about it. I'm not going to call the person.
No.
Yeah, but you don't know already. See, I'm going to feel good to speak about it. I first never talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and then I met in a car accident. This guy stole some bottles of wine and running, you know, like the main road out there, running from like the fucking Tesco across the main road and looking behind him for the guard is under him.
Yeah.
And the guard stopped. And him run right into the blood clot bends. And him face come right through the glass into my face. How about that? I'm still alive.
Wow.
You know what I mean? I went to hospital and look for him.
You had to?
I went to hospital and look for him and say, big man, what may I ask you a question?
What was your problem? Why did you do it
for? Because
it impacts your life.
Yeah, what, so why did you do that, man? Why? Why did he do that? Yeah, why? Why?
Mm-mm.
You know. And then after that, about 6 hours, I was up in Ramsgate one night. And then four guys attacked one guy. And me and my two friends, I had to run them down. And they lick him in his head. They lick the guy in his head, and he's just out cold. And to my wife does know about health and safety and everything. See me own them and call the ambulance. You know what I mean? I'm a friend them, man. You know? Came to the hospital. Wait until he's all right. His mom, the other day, his mom called me, you know. I said, thank you. How come you don't see you no more up here? I said, because I'm not really up at Ramsgate and them places no more, you know. He said, God bless you for saving my son's life. I said, boy, no, me save him, you know. The universe save him, and God the Almighty. I was there at the time. He was me, I'm a friend, them.
Conduit.
To, you know, do what we have to do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Probably some, if anything, to me, somebody would do the same for me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So. You know, I live my life, try to live my life different now, you know. You know what I mean? Especially, you know, if somebody's going to come into my life and share my life, you know, I don't want no, just love Daddy Freddy.
Yeah.
Because all of them love Daddy Freddy, they never love Freddy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They don't love Freddy. They love the Daddy
Freddy. The idea.
Freddy. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm had enough of that now. You have to love me for me.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm going to love you for you.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? I know people don't know about love because they don't love themselves. See, I know about love.
Yeah.
I know about love. You know what I mean? Now for my friend them dead in front of me. How about that? See people dead in front of me, you know? And the people in my kill them, I say, oh, you see, if it wasn't Daddy Freddy, I say, boy, yeah, man.
Really?
Yeah, man, enough of them things I got you, man. So I just want to write a book.
So hold on. So obviously, Daddy Freddy saved your life in a lot of circumstances.
Yes, man.
But so you're saying now, at the age you're at, and obviously with a whole load of life experiences that you probably at your youngest of ages would never have imagined.
No.
Like, do you feel like now you're ready to keep circles tight?
Exactly.
Of people that are around you that know you as Freddy.
Yeah.
The Freddy.
Yeah.
The private Freddy.
Yes.
And be there to honour you.
Exactly. Because I'm going to do the same to them. One and watch the other. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know? So, that's something I live my thing now, you know? When I make certain people get too close to me no more. See, I don't go in certain people's circles no more. I'm staying in my zone, in my lane.
Mm-hmm.
Big up Whitey.
Yes.
You know my friend Whitey, the
yes.
T, see?
Hold tight, Whitey.
Big up Mr. Williams and them youth there.
Oh, Mr. Williams, my see? Guy. Come on, North Wheezy, come on.
Big up my general, my godson, you know what I'm
Big up Shy Effects.
Shy Effects. Big up my bread, Jumping Jack Frost, Nigel.
Hold tight, JJ.
Big up my brethren, saying. Big up my core G, my partner in crime, Blackout JA.
Yeah.
Check him out, Blackout yes. JA. Saying, real general. Saying, you know, and Sleepy Time. See, he's making this compilation now. He's working this compilation. You know what I mean? And I'm going to shot some more videos. I'm going to let go the EP on the 4th of March.
4th of March?
At Utanani. We're going to do the album release. The EP release.
So I'm there. Bro, I'm there.
Yeah, man. You VIP all the way.
Yo,
man.
I'm going to jump up in box for you. Yeah, man. Let's see a little thing popping.
Yeah, man. I'm going to put you on the stage,
yeah.
Bro.
Yeah.
You're going to pop it up, man.
Ready.
Seeing, I'm trying to get Ranking Joe on it and Sister Nancy on it.
Ooh.
You know what I mean? I'm trying to get David Rodigan. David. Big up David Rodigan.
Yo, Rodigan forever.
Big up,
sir. Viva la Rodigan.
Seeing David Rodigan play me all the time.
Truth.
Thank you, my brother.
He's the truth.
Yeah, man. Big up Adrian Sherwood. Big up my boss. Adrian Sherwood. Seeing, so that's I got all the names I need.
Yeah,
to
you
talk.
Done good.
I mean,
you done good. Yeah,
I
listen, any more in a part two? You know what I mean?
Yeah, man. See, part two style in a Japan, Malem. Good thing. Yeah. Big up, man. Big up, my friend. Them,
keeps
man.
It moving.
Frank, top line. Seeing, so everything is great right now. You know,
I'm happy that you're happy. It makes me happy to know
I'm
that
living,
you're happy.
Man. We're all right, bro, but we're happy.
Yeah.
Seeing, got the corona slow up everything. You know. So them say, you know, and them are forcing to do this and forcing to do that. Yeah. You know what I mean? So,
but we're still here.
We're still here, man.
Business as usual. We're going to kill a kind of podcast. Come on.
You know what I mean? See there? You know? So me keep active and I'll very low profile.
Yeah.
You see me, I say, me want to make them see me when me want them to see me. See, I'm counting the bag of
you
crowd.
You know.
See there?
You can follow him on all the usuals, you know, the YouTube man. And all that. We'll get all the links below. Daddy Freddy, man, it was a fucking absolute pleasure, my brother. You know, there's tea in the pot, drinks in the fridge, Astro on the table.
Yeah, man. I want the
Mikasa.
Fruit.
Yeah.
Mikasa, Yukasa, see him where. When you come in Jamaica, I show you this black rose, man.
I'm ready.
My grandmother, backyard, man.
I'm ready.
See, we call it like animals, like elephant. When you take their tusk, it's what you call it. It's rare.
Rare.
It have to be. Take black roses. Big up Barrington Levy. Yeah.
Barrington
Al
Levy.
Al Campbell. Big up Anthony Johnson. Every day is a gunshot. Yeah. See, big up Bucky Joe them. See, yeah. Big up the whole of the family them. See,
can you see what's going
Small
on?
Small locks. Seeing Far Eye for life. Can't leave all my wife.
And a lot of these names you talk about now, they've all been on the podcast, so you can go check them out. Dive into that.
Yeah, man, make sure you log on this podcast.
Yeah, come on.
Seeing the greatest thing this, you know, I know what certain thing, you know, a real thing this.
Yeah.
A play thing. You see me, I say, seeing, must want to upload and post out some of the videos and burn them out. J-Lo's right.
Burn them out.
No matter.
Yes.
Why did you do that?
That's right.
Seeing, been down the road.
All these tunes.
Seeing Sweet Jamaica.
Yes.
Seeing, enough of them, the real. Seeing, check it out. See you. Burn them out, baby.
There you go. Daddy Freddy, brother.
My brother, fire. Give them what they require.
That's right.
More fire.
We are like it was out of fashion. We're going to have a little bopper move over here. Listen, you know what to do. Sharing is caring. Tell a friend to tell a friend. We're out like it was out of fashion. Don't talk to anyone I wouldn't.
Yeah, see you there.
Peace.
Stay away from strangers.
Yeah, exactly.